Audition for Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, December 29, 74. We are going to address as a letter to Dr. Tara Muraja, T-H-A-R-U-M-A-R-J-A-H, 7726784. Dear Dr. Tarumaraja, follow-up for Mrs. Kelly with a history of question, congenital adrenal hyperplasia, hyperaldosteronism, prior low potassium replacement, hypertension. This is an in-person visit. Since our last encounter, early January, she presented to the emergency room, Mid-Michigan, Mount Pleasant. It's not clear the sequence of events. Looks like she tested question positive for coronavirus, although this was done in a different hospital. I do not have records of that. She went to Mid-Michigan Mount Pleasant to be tested for pulmonary embolism, has a prior history of this problem and prior anticoagulation with Pradaxa, P-R-A-D-A-X-A. She refused to be tested again. I don't believe she took Pradaxa for any longer periods of time. She comes with a multitude of issues. This was almost an hour and a half encounter. She has a chronic constipation, problems of pre-diabetes, wants to be tested, concerned about elevated TSH. She still is very selective of what she can eat, otherwise it causes problems of swelling, according to her. She's physically active, working at Central Michigan University in the accounting department. She complaining of dry hands, dry lips. She doesn't believe she's going as much urine as she's supposed to. She's really concerned about her prior diagnosis of pericarditis, optic neuritis. Brain edema. She's concerned about prior relatively low bicarbonate on ER visits. She thinks that there has been some attempts of poisoning from his husband. I believe police is in the case. And they have done some visit to the home looking for poisons. Next paragraph, present medications include a high dose of aldactone. Because of the sensitivity to the medication's vehicles, she's using a compounding pharmacy. It's too expensive, it's about $500 a month. She would like to try the aldactone. She has this discussed with Cleveland Clinic. They are advising her to use the pills that comes in a white color. She is on Proventil inhaler, Pulmicort, P-U-L-M-I-C-O-R-T, colchicine, thyroid replacement, recently increased to 130. She is on Naltrexone, N-A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E. That she's using for her bowel problems, on potassium replacement, aspirin full dose 325, no more Pradaxa, and she remains on Diamax for her eye and brain abnormalities. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure was 94, 62 on the right, 90 over 60 on the left. She is severely malnourished, muscle wasting, pressure of speech, alert oriented times 3, no respiratory distress, normal pupils, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no abdominal distension. She thinks she has edema. I do not agree. Her feet are not swollen. There is a mark from the elastic socks, but otherwise no foot edema, no feet edema. Next paragraph, I review the emergency room visit. At that time, creatinine was above baseline of 1.1. Her baseline is 0.7, 0.8. Potassium was running low, 3.3. Lactic acid normal, troponin not elevated. C-reactive protein and procalcitonin not elevated. D-dimer minor increase, 0.55. CT scan with contrast did not show pulmonary embolism or any other abnormalities. There was no documented hypoxia, no respiratory distress. There was nothing to suggest active coronavirus or complications. She denies testing for coronavirus in the emergency room. Cleveland Clinic has checked magnesium level as part of the red blood cell content and is considered normal. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. I will limit my evaluation related to the history of congenital adrenal hyperplasia with hyperaldosteronism, low potassium, and hypertension. I make a comment to her that her kidney functions are normal, blood pressure is not elevated, it's actually low, and this is likely from her severe muscle wasting. She wants to try regular aldactone pills, the white ones, which supposedly to be less sensitive. She wants to try a high dose equivalent to her compounding that will be 50 milligrams three times a day. She is concerned about magnesium wasting in the past, despite the red blood cell magnesium content being normal. We are going to repeat chemistries. We're going to see if there is any renal wasting of potassium or magnesium by doing electrolytes in the urine. She was concerned about problems with glucose, despite the significant weight loss. We are going to check A1C and fasting glucose. She's concerned about prior blood in the urine. We are going to do a urine analysis. Prior imaging has not shown any evidence of stone or masses or tumors. There was, however, the concern that on the left side there might be some renal vein compression that might explain the intermittent hematuria. The findings were, however, soft per Cleveland Clinic records. They did not see any dilatation of the gonadal vein, so this finding might be less significant. It was recommended not to do any invasive procedures. We will follow with above results the multitude of other issues that needs to be discussed with you or or other specialist. End of dictation.